Hello, voice tubers. This is Arisa. Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. How is your day? Do you ever fear of anything? The video today shares the weirdest phobias people suffer from. A phobia means you get a huge fear into a specific thing. Some are scared of water, spiders, enclosed spaces, or heights. For me, I think I probably suffer from trypophobia, which makes me fear and disgusted with the objects with small holes close together. Ew, those are truly intolerable. If you are curious about what other freakish fears people are suffering from, make sure to click the video after the upcoming pronunciation challenge. Alright, let's get into the sentence of the day right now. Kids these days are subject to moral panic, with older people telling them they are spoiled, too easily offended, until it comes to the point some people just don't want to be anywhere near you. As usual, let's make it more easier and slower this time. Kids these days are subject to moral panic, with older people telling them they are spoiled, too easily offended, until it comes to the point some people just don't want to be anywhere near you. 讲完了句子，接下来就到了我们的字汇部分。今天的第一组单字呢，是由 subject 带领的。Subject 可以当作名词，也可以当作形容词。当作名词的话，大家不太陌生，就是主题、科目的意思。你可以说 ，He has read many books about that subject. He has read many books about that subject. 他对于那个科目已经读了很多的书。那如果当作形容词的话，就可以当作是易受什么什么的，或是以什么什么为条件的。那有个片语叫做 be subject to。我们造的句子像是 The result of the marriage equality petition is subject to the numbers of signatures by August. 婚姻平权的联署结果取决于八月底前的签名份数。接下来 subjective, 主观的。主观的是一个形容词。那我们的例句呢是 There should be lesser subjective criteria in selecting people for promotion in the company. 公司升职的选人机制应该减少主观的标准。接下来 Subjection 是个名词，是征服、隶属的意思。例句可以参考的是 The expert points out the political subjection of the islandby its powerful neighboring countries.
专家指出那个岛的政治隶属问题是来自于其强大的邻国。接下来看到的是 panic 可以当作名词，当作名词是惊慌，当作动词呢就是使大笑、使恐慌的意思。我们造的句子来看看， Rumors of the price increase of tissue paper started a panic in Taiwan.
卫生纸将涨价的谣言在台湾引起一阵恐慌。再来，如果当作动词，我们来造的句子像是这样子哦。The sudden sound of gunfire panicked the crowd. 突然的枪声使群众一阵恐慌。再来是一个形容词，是 panicky。panicky 的意思就是惊慌的、极度的意思。我们的例句是The old lady got panicky when she realized her grandson was gone. 那名老妇人发现孙子不见之后变得惊慌失措。再来第三组单字 spoil 除了溺爱的意思之外呢，也有破坏的意思，所以是个动词哦。我们的例句可以看到的是 The oil spill has spoiled the nearby ocean environment.之前很常发生的这些环境的问题，那这句的中文呢，就是溢出的石油已经破坏了附近的海洋环境。再来这一个字呢，我觉得相当的实用，它叫做 spoiler 是个名词，但它除了可以当作飞机啊的扰流器之外，它也可以当作剧透的意思，或是爆雷的那种文章文本之类的。那我们造句子就用这个比较常见的生活用语来试试看哦。Stop! No spoilers, please. I would like to enjoy the surprises on my own.
停！不要剧透，我想要自己去享受惊喜。 那很多人在看电影之前呢，都会想去看一下国外可能已经先上档的一些影评啊什么的。那其实上面就会写 spoiler， 然后用很大的字大写啦，大写去写的话，代表说，哎，里面有剧透哦，所以人家已经提醒你了。那这个字就是 spoiler。再来，跟 spoil 跟 spoiler 有点相似的字叫做 soil， soil， soil 这个字呢是名词，也可以当做动词。名词的话是土壤，动词是弄脏、玷污的意思。那我们先来看看名词的造句。 The soil isn't suitable for farming， 这个土壤不适合耕种。那如果当做动词弄脏的意思， We can say Her white dress was soiled when she was eating the pastry buns， 她在吃脏脏包的时候弄脏了白色裙子。没有错，那这边呢 pastry buns 就是面包类的那种小圆面包，我们把它翻成脏脏包，对，应该蛮常弄脏的，应该要吃的小心一点。好，再来最后一组单字呢是 offend， offend， offend 是一个动词，它是冒犯或是违反法律的意思。那我们的例句呢就一样说， I hope my sudden appearance didn't offend you， 我希望我突然出现没有冒犯到您。好了，终于来到一个最后单字啦，就是 offensive。Offensive， offensive 是形容词，它是冒犯的、反感的意思。我们的例句是这样子的： These advertisements were highly offensive to women， 这些广告非常冒犯女性。 OK， so that's all for the vocabulary today. Let's read the sentence one more time. Kids these days are subject to moral panic, with older people telling them they are spoiledtoo easily offended, until it comes to the point some people just don't want to be anywhere near you. 再慢一点的念一遍哦。 Kids these days are subject to moral panic, with older people telling them they are spoiled, too easily offended, until it comes to the point some people just don't want to be anywhere near you. Okay, thanks for joining the pronunciation challenge today.I hope you've learned a lot. And just in case, if you are suffering from any of the freakish phobias above, you are not alone. Stay strong and keep practicing English with us every day. Leave a comment below and share us your weirdest phobia along your recordings. I will see you guys next time. Bye bye.